Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive's Employee of the Month, 2 months in a row. Leave a message at the...
Hi, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. I just had a new idea for our song about the Name Your Price tool. So when it's like, tell us what you want to pay, hey, 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 and the trombone goes, blah, 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 and you say, we'll help you find coverage options to fit your budget. Then we just all do finger snaps while a choir goes, savings coming at ya, savings coming at ya. Yes? No? Maybe? Anyway, see you at practice tonight. I got new lyrics for the rap break.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You are going to meet Dr. Tina Chopra, who is an infectious disease specialist in Detroit, Michigan, and is affiliated with multiple hospitals in the area. And she is one of 18 doctors at DMC Harper University Hospital, and one of 10 doctors at the Carmenos Cancer Center who specializes in infectious diseases. And you know, when you stop to think about what's going on right now, this is the time, and we are certainly honored to have her with us. Good morning, good morning, good morning.
Morning. Thank you. The honor is mine. Thank you.
Doctor, where do we stand right now as far as our level of being able to battle and counteract so many of these infectious diseases? You know, we hear and read every day that there's a new strain of this or there's a drug-resistant strain of this. What are you seeing in your practice?
Yeah, that's a great question. So resistance is a big problem, and we are currently, that's a big challenge that we are currently faced with as infectious disease physicians. Mm-hmm. And the second big challenge is influenza, because like you said, you know, it's constantly changing. The serotype is constantly changing every year, and coming up with a good vaccine is a big thing, and making sure we vaccinate everybody and we encourage everyone to get vaccinated is another big challenge. So that is something that I would really like to stress. You know, prevention is the key.
Let me ask you this too, Doctor. It seems that everybody that gets what we call a shot, okay, for the flu, it seems that this doesn't work on many people for some reason. I don't know. Why? And that's why I'm glad that you're here. Maybe you can help us on what we do to really take care of this flu season, because we have it quite badly here in the Connecticut area right now.
Right. So the influenza shot, you know, it's about 60 to 70% effective every year. The match is different. The match of the vaccine to the coverage of the currently circulating strains varies every year. Mm-hmm. And but even if it is 60%, you know, it's more than something. So we still, as experts in infectious diseases, we recommend and highly recommend everybody to get vaccinated. So that's one. Two, you know, strains of influenza can vary. So it can be influenza A or influenza B. So when you say some patients it doesn't work, maybe because they were vaccinated, but now they have a different strain of influenza that's causing disease in them. Yet we want them all to get vaccinated and, you know, make sure that they don't transmit infections to others. So it's very critical.
Doctor, one thing that personally drives me crazy are these this nouveau thinking by some of these parents who, you know, don't want their kids vaccinated, and they're believing all this junk science about vaccines, and they have these parties to share diseases among their kids, or that's a better way to do it. I mean, that to me, Doctor, and I wonder if you encounter any of this in your practice. I mean, the level of ignorance in some of this stuff is frightening as far as I'm concerned.
You're absolutely right, and we do come across it all the time, but, you know, we like to empower patients and parents and everybody to the right knowledge and what are the right facts about vaccination. And the right the fact is that vaccination is the key to prevention. And That's what we try to nail on and hammer on so that everybody gets the right information and, you know, they are not wasting time in other things that you have, like you just mentioned.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
I've got one for you, too. Are bacterial infections, doctor, the same as viral infections?
No, they are not. But bacterial infections are very much different from viral infections, and they are. It's important to know the difference because they are treated differently. Bacterial infections are treated with antibiotics, and viral infections are treated with, you know, fluids and bed rest and things like that. So also they present differently. The bacterial infections, they present with more productive cough and the patient has fevers and such, and viral infections present with body aches and malaise and chills and such. So important to recognize them up front and seek medical attention.
You know, doctor, one thing I read, and I'm sure you tell your patients, you know, you talk about prevention and vaccines and nutrition and everything, but when our moms and dads told us, wash your hands. Are you done? You're done with the pet? You're done with the dog? You're done playing around? Wash your hands. That's probably the best advice, isn't it?
That is the best advice, and you said that right, you know. Washing hands, making sure we don't transmit infections, making sure we don't shake hands when we are sick, making sure we cough in our sleeves, you know, making sure we clean surfaces because viruses can last on surfaces for up to 6 hours. Getting the right word out in schools, you know, educating our children as young as 1 year old or 2 year old is what we should be doing.
I have a question too about this. What is community acquired bacterial pneumonia, and who is at risk? I've been reading about that. What is the risk?
Pneumonia is an infection of the lungs, and it's community acquired bacterial pneumonia. It simply means that it's caused by bacteria that can be acquired in the community. Anybody can get it. Patients who are older, more than 65, are at higher risk. Also, patients who have complex medical problems like, diabetes and pulmonary disease and asthma are at higher risk of getting the infection.
Doctor, finally, before we wrap up here, I am seeing more of an emphasis on folks this year, am I not, to getting the pneumonia vaccine. Is that a new push this year to have older folks get the pneumonia shot?
That's right. We have pneumococcal vaccination, and it has been approved and is recommended by CDC to get the pneumonia shot.
Doctor, it's just great that you were able to spend some time with us this morning. Dr. Tina Chopra, who is a specialist, and again, to be able to get you on our program is tremendous, because we at this time have more and more people that are getting these diseases this time of year, up and down. So again, thank you for shedding some light on this for us this afternoon.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Thanks. Appreciate it, doctor.